Two U.S. senators met for a field hearing in Kodiak today to discuss the future of the Arctic. They were especially focused on what expanded shipping and oil drilling in the Arctic Ocean will mean for the United States Coast Guard. KMXT's Brianna Gibbs has more.
Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu was a few thousand miles away from her stomping grounds of Louisiana when she joined Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski in Kodiak. The two sat before a field hearing of local residents, Coast Guardsmen, and an expert panel to address the future of the Arctic and what it means for the United States Coast Guard. Admiral Robert J. Papp was a fitting panelist to kick off the discussion. As commandant of the entire U.S. Coast Guard, he spoke to what melting sea ice and expansion of industry in the Arctic has done to the Coast Guard's already limited resources.
Think about if your city or your county or your parish incorporated a new portion of land or gained some additional space and area, but you never increased your police force or you never increased your fire department. They would take on added responsibilities, added burdens, and they'd have to spread the existing resources a little bit thinner in order to accomplish the mission.
Murkowski and Landrieu said they were discouraged by the declining funds the nation has put toward protecting the coast and said they were working together to change that. Murkowski focused on the need for icebreakers in the north, along with more law enforcement as fisheries expand northward and oil and gas exploration intensifies.
I worry because that water is big and deep and broad and many, many, many times dangerous. And whether you're on the sea or whether you're the helo in the air plucking fishermen out of waves that are 20 feet high and gales that are blasting, we put you in harm's way, and we've got an obligation to ensure that you have the assets to do what you do so honorably.
Landrieu, who serves as the chair of the Homeland Security and Appropriations Subcommittee, is no stranger to coastal waters. While her home state of Louisiana is a far cry from the Arctic, she said she is empathetic to the state's fishing industry and has the Coast Guard to thank for being first on the scene to natural disasters like Hurricane Katrina. But perhaps more so than anything, Landrieu said she can attest to the immense resources needed to pursue oil and gas drilling. She spoke from experience, too. After all, it was Louisiana that felt the greatest effects of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in 2010.
It may be shocking, Senator, to think about this, but 47,000 personnel and 7,000 vessels responded to that accident. I mean, we're sitting in the largest air base here, and we only have 1,000 personnel. I don't think you have nearly 7,000 vessels anywhere close. And that response had to be done immediately. And I think the nation has to really come to grips with the exploration opportunities for oil and gas, the great need of the nation to have our own domestic resource, but the extra responsibility that comes with that to provide the vessels and the manpower to take care of something if, like in that situation, something went terribly wrong.
The dire need for ice-breaking vessels was a reoccurring topic during the hearing. Landrieu said the U.S. is an Arctic nation, but one would not assume that if they considered the resources the Coast Guard is working with. Admiral Papp, who agreed, addressed the question of what is currently in operation.
So that'll give us one heavy breaker and one medium breaker. And that's my bridging strategy over the next probably decade until we get the new polar icebreaker built.
The field hearing was intended to provide testimony for the need of additional funds to the Coast Guard. The two senators are currently working on a bill that would allocate $10.336 billion to the Coast Guard, $282 million above the president's request. Murkowski and Landrieu will continue their Alaskan visit in the coming days, visiting other communities that rely on the Coast Guard. In Kodiak, I'm Brianna Gibbs.